From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Merah Putih vaccine developed by Indonesian scientists could be utilized for both booster shots and regular COVID-19 vaccination. Head of the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, on Friday said that researchers encountered complex challenges in developing vaccine since several trials were required to obtain the optimal formula for a vaccine seed. The vaccine seed should also fulfill the applicable national standards in accordance with the regulation. The Ministry of Communication and Informatics has said it is optimistic that the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic will improve next year. Director General of Information and Public Communication at the Ministry, Usman Kansong, at the webinar on resilience and optimism towards 2022 on Friday said that the government is optimistic that 2022 will be a better year, especially in dealing with COVID-19 and also in the context of economic progress. Kansong added that people's adherence to the health protocols and response to vaccination will determine how 2022 will turn out. House of Representatives DPR RI member Lukman Hakim has asked the General Elections Commission's KPU to refer to the prevailing general election law before simplifying ballot papers. Hakim, who serves as vice chairman of the House Commission 2, said in Jakarta on Friday that KPU officials must consider clauses of the elections law before simplifying the ballot papers. He pointed out details clauses of Law No. 7 of 2017 on election might hinder KPU's plan to simplify ballot papers for voters' convenience, effective ballot counting, and efficient election conduct. Indonesia received 324,000 doses of the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine produced by Johnson & Johnson from the Dutch government as part of the 146th batch of vaccine to arrive in the country on Friday. Spokesperson for COVID-19 at the Ministry of Health, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, said on Friday that the Indonesian government would like to thank the Dutch government for the vaccine assistance. The first Janssen's vaccine assistance of 500,000 doses was received from the Dutch government on September 11, 2021. Let's move it on to the international news. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman on Friday, following meeting with the Chief of the European Union's Diplomatic Service, stated that the approach of the United States and Europe towards China is increasingly convergent. U.S. President Joe Biden has stressed as a hallmark of his foreign policy the importance of working closely with allies is pushing back against what his administration sees as China's increasingly assertive behavior worldwide. The European Union and United States on Thursday expressed concerns over China's action in South China and East China Seas and the Taiwan Strait, which they said had a direct impact on their respective security and prosperity. The French Foreign Ministry on Friday stated that France has carried out an evacuation mission in Afghanistan, taking 258 Afghans as well as 11 French and some 60 Dutch nationals and an unspecified number of people linked to them out of the country. The statement also said the operation was organized with help from Qatar. The World Health Organization, WHO, has said that the world should not panic about the new Omicron variant of COVID-19, but it should prepare. Speaking at the conference on Friday, top WHO scientist Soumya Swaminathan said the situation now was very different to a year ago. Reports suggest Omicron has been found in close to 40 countries. It is still unclear if the highly mutated variant is more transmissible or better able to evade vaccine. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First news comes from West Sumatra. Pucuk Adat or Raja Kabuntaran Talu Tuanku Bosa XV, Johnny Z.A., gave an award to the district attorney of West Pasaman, West Sumatra, for his success in saving state finance from corruption worth more than 5.3 billion rupiah. Tuanku Bosa Talu at Simpang Empal last Wednesday said that the performance carried out by the West Pasaman district attorney is extraordinary. The state money that has been saved is a large amount of money. Meanwhile, head of the West Pasaman District Attorney, Ginanjar Cahya Permana, said that the appreciation given by Tuanku Bosa Talu to the Kejari and all employees will be used as a whip to do better in the future. Still from West Sumatra Province, two research teams from Japan conducted a field study to see first-hand practice of how waste bank management in Padang City, West Sumatra. Both researchers came from the Institute for Global Environmental Strategies and Center collaborating with UNEP on environmental technologies. Mayor of Padang City, Hemdri Septa, said on Wednesday that the arrival of the research team was a follow-up to the cooperation between the Padang City government and Japan in an effort to optimize waste bank management in Padang. The two researchers were Ms. Miho Hayashi from Japan as Program Manager for Sustainable Productions and Consumption, and Dr. Sudarmanto Budi Nugroho from Indonesia as research manager for the city. Japan Task Force provided technical assistance on how to reduce domestic waste in Padang City so that regional strategic policy targets on waste management can be achieved. Last news comes from Temanggung, Central Java. The Temanggung regions in Central Java government in early December 2021 began a movement to plant 500,000 trees for conservation in Mount Sumbing, Mount Sindoro, and Mount Prahu. The movement was led by Regent of Temanggung M. Al Kadzik in Kalijorang, Kledung District in an activity called Wiwit the Answer, Movement to Plant Trees for the Belt Mountain Program in Temanggung. Last Wednesday, he said that the government and the people of Temanggung Regency carried out a conservation movement to plant trees up in the slopes of Mount Sumbing, Mount Sindoro and Mount Prahu, considering the rate of environmental degradation is quite fast. Regent Kadzik was worried if there are no concrete steps in nature conservation in the future, the environment in the area will be increasingly damaged.
Let's start with the incident on December 4, 1977, Malaysia Airlines Flight 653 was hijacked and crashed. Malaysia Airlines Flight 653 using a Boeing 737-286 crashed in Tanjung Kupang, Johor, Malaysia, while trying to land at Changi Airport, Singapore on December 4, 1977. This accident killed all 93 passengers and 7 crew members. This is the third largest plane crash in Malaysia Airlines history after Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, which killed 283 passengers and 15 cabin crews, and Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which killed 223 passengers and 17 cabin crews. The plane was en route from Penang to Singapore via Kuala Lumpur and was preparing to land. While in flight, the plane was hijacked and eventually crashed. Among the fatalities, apart from Malaysians, there were also passengers who were citizens of Afghanistan, Australia, Cuba, Canada, West Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Japan, Singapore, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Thailand. These include the Malaysian Minister of Agriculture, Dato' Ali Haji Ahmad, head of the Malaysian Public Works Department, Dato' Mahfuz Khalid, and the Cuban Ambassador to Japan, Mario Garcia. Moving to 2011, Brazilian football legend Socrates dies. A Brazilian football legend, Socrates Brasileiro Sampaio de Souza Vieira de Oliveira, or known as Socrates, died in São Paulo City, Brazil on December 4, 2011, at the age of 57 years. Socrates' expertise in processing the ball is being accurate and has a broad view on the field. He was also a good player with both feet, a prolific goal scorer, and was described as a brute during the Cold War. His ability to read the game is highly recognized, and his famous movement is the blind heel pass or heel bait without looking. Socrates played and became a captain for the Brazilian national team at the 1982 World Cup. However, Edinho replaced his role as captain at the 1986 World Cup, while Socrates played as a midfielder as usual. He started his professional career in 1974 for Club Botafogo in Ribeirão Preto, but spent his career, which in 1978 to 1984, with Club Corinthians in São Paulo, which made him famous for using football against the then ruling military dictator. Conclude with the event in 1881, first edition of the Los Angeles Times newspaper published. The Los Angeles Times is a daily newspaper published in Los Angeles City, California, and circulated throughout the western United States. The first edition of the Los Angeles Times appeared on December 4, 1881. The Los Angeles Times, in terms of circulation, is second in the list of metropolitan newspapers and the fourth most widely circulated in the United States. The daily circulation of the Los Angeles Times reportedly reached 739,000 copies, and it has decreased from its peak period of 1.1 million copies. In addition to the print version, the Los Angeles Times has a new site, latimes.com. And listener, that's today in history.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Ku menanti banyak cinta datang dan pergi, tapi tak pernah aku senyaman ini. Mungkin dirimulah cinta sejati, tak akan ku ragu lagi. Ku jaga sampai ke ujung nadi, takkan ku sia-siakan lagi. Buat hidupku lebih berarti cintamu senyaman mentari pagi, seperti pelangi selalu ku nanti. Cintamu tak akan pernah terganti selamanya di hati. Aku bahagia milikimu seutuhnya. Tak akan ku ragu lagi, jaga sampai ke ujung nadi, takkan ku sia-siakan lagi. Buat hidupku lebih berarti cintamu senyaman mentari pagi, seperti pelangi selalu ku nanti. Cintamu tak akan pernah terganti selamanya di hati. Aku bahagia milikimu seutuhnya.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Industry launched the Indonesia Digital Industry Center 4.0 PD virtually in Jakarta last Thursday. PD 4.0 is expected to be a one-stop solution for the implementation of Industry 4.0 in Indonesia and Window Indonesia 4.0 for the world. The launching of PD 4.0, which coincides with the World Startup for Industry presentation, was attended by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto and Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita. On the occasion, Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita explained the vision carried by PD 4.0 in the five pillars. The first pillar is the conceptual design for the showcase. He also explained that PD 4.0 is a showcase to show how technology can create efficiency and increase productivities on the production line. The showcase is specifically geared towards the food and beverage industry, as well as the automotive sector from the Tier 1 industry. The second pillar is the capability building. PD 4.0 is means of increasing competence for top management, managers, engineers, and workers from industry. The third pillar is the ecosystem. PD 4.0 builds and provides access to an exclusive network of the Industry 4.0 ecosystem, as well as pioneering collaboration for the Industry 4.0 ecosystem. This collaboration involves institutions from within and outside the country, starting from the user industries, technology provider, service provider, accelerators, educational institutions, until research and development institutions. The fourth pillar is the delivery center. PD 4.0 provides assistance for companies in the transformation process from the discovery stage to the development stage, scale up through field and forum services, and the do-it-yourselves or DIY portal for self-help for companies. The fifth pillar is engineering and the artificial intelligence center. PD 4.0 organizes two main related activities, namely research brokerage and testbed. Minister Agus Gumiwang added that in the context of accelerating the adoptions of Industry 4.0, his side also develops PD 4.0 satellites located in polytechnic schools, vocational high schools, and industrial areas. These satellites function as a medium for accelerating the preparation of human resources who are able to become agents of transformation of Industry 4.0. According to Minister Agus Gumiwang, currently as many as 20 companies have joined as partners in the PD 4.0 ecosystem.
Semoga ada yang menerangi sisi gelap ini, menanti seperti pelangi setia menunggu hujan reda. Selalu suka sehabis
Radio Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Kalimantan Beach is one of the beach attractions in the southern part of Lombok, exactly in Pemongkong village, Jeruwaru, East Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. The distance from the airport to Kalimantan Beach is 92 kilometers away. The tourism attraction of Kalimantan Beach is the characteristic of the beach that has the type of sand and the texture of the color is like peppercorns. Coral reefs that still show their sustainability become objects for snorkeling activities. In addition, the sea waves are quite appropriate for surfing activities. Kalimantan Beach has a fairly long coastline, it's about 2 kilometers. The surface of the waters is very calm, with the waves crashing far from the shore. The topography on this beach is unique. It is a combination of coves and several hills. What's special about this beach is that it's clean, white beach and free from trash. Listener, Kalimantan Beach is approximately 2 until 3 hours from the downtown of Mataram. It can be reached by private vehicles or rental cars because there is no public transportation to get to this beach. When you arrive at Kalimantan Beach, you will be surprised because the atmosphere around the beach is very quiet. In here, you will not find many visitors, nor will you even see the activities of fishermen or seaweed farmers. It's quiet, isn't it? There are not many trees on Kalimantan Beach, so during the daytime, you will feel the heat of the sun. But the waves on the surface of the water become calm during the day, so you can get rid of the hot sun by swimming or snorkeling. Because the beauty of the underwater scenery on Kalimantan Beach, Lombok is extraordinary. The beautiful scenery on Kalimantan Beach reaches its peak in the evening, because at sunset, you can see the magnificent golden sunset view. To enjoy the beauty of Kalimantan Beach comfortably, you should bring your own food and drinks, because there are no stalls or shops. This beach is extremely hot, so you should not forget to wear sunscreen and sunglasses, as well as a hat or headgear. Another important thing is that you are advised not to swim too far, because there are no lifeguards here. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Apakah teman-teman di mana kau sekarang? Tahukah dirimu aku rindu sayang? orang, bukan karena ku tak bisa mempertahankan dirinya. Ini kisah tentang dia, dia mantanku yang lama. Dia pernah bilang cinta, tetapi tergoda yang lainnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Amid the COVID-19 pandemic situation that limits people's mobility, the students from the animation department of the Raden Umar Said Vocational High School, or SMK RUS, have successfully completed a work entitled Sabda Alam. This is an animated music video of the legendary singer Krisius song that has won appreciation from many circles. The video project, with duration more than 6 minutes, was fully done by SMK RUS students under the auspices of RUS Animation Studio and in collaboration with well-known names such as Eva Celia, Mario Ginanjar, Fadli Padi, Mita Lestari, and Leisha Kaligis as voice actors for the characters in the video, and the musician Toh Pati, who gave a touch to the arrangement of this song. The animated music video Sabda Alam was born from the concerns of RUS Vocational School students towards endemic birds in Indonesia, such as the Bali Starling and the Javan Green Magpie, whose existence is increasingly threatened with extinction. As with the yellow-crested cockatoo and the helmeted hornbill, these birds are critically endangered according to the World Conservation Agency's Red List of Threatened Species, or IUCN Red List. The animated music video shows the natural beauty of Indonesia with birds singing and flying, as well as hunting by irresponsible people who exploit them to be used as pets and traded, thereby endangering the sustainability of animals and disrupting natural ecosystems. Since being released 2 months ago on RUS Animation Studios YouTube channel, this music video has been watched by 3 million people and liked by more than 20,000 viewers. This video also received full appreciation when it was screened at the Balinel International Film Festival at Part 23 Cinema XX1 South Kuta, Badung, Bali from 11 to 14 of November 2021. One of the people who appreciate this music video is Rene Thope, who is a journalist, and Pascal Philippe, a film connoisseur from France, agreed that the work of RUS Kudus Vocational High School students is of high quality and it deserves being competed with the results of professional animators. Meanwhile, senior Indonesian artist Garin Nugroho was also impressed by the quality of the animated music video Sabda Alam. He got amazed and appreciated that the students who were still in vocational school were able to produce works like world-class industry work. And listener, that's miscellany for today.
Metanoia jadi gol sewaktu tergundul di hujan peluru bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah segala badai ombak hidup lalu rebah That's why I'm grateful. Yeah. Grace overwhelming, my God is able to transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. What? Yes.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present to you a keroncong song entitled Bandar Jakarta, sung by Toto Salmon. The song Bandar Jakarta was composed by Iskandar and it describes the beautiful coast of Jakarta at dusk. There are white birds flying, waves breaking on the shore, and boats sailing. This song also describes the enchantment of the Seribu Islands in the Bay of Jakarta. Well, listener, here is the keroncong song entitled Bandar Jakarta, sung by Toto Salmon. Enjoy the song!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.